8:14, Nikki in the morning show. It's Mark in for Nikki with Sam, Claudia Marquez, and Kim Karen. And earlier this week, we were talking about Ryan Reynolds and that sad story of the lost teddy bear, right?
Yes. So basically, this lady called Mara Soriano. She lived in Vancouver, and she lost a very special bear. So her bear was from Build-A-Bear, where there's a recording inside, and you could record pretty much anything. It could be a baby's voice, a giggle, or somebody's message.
That's it.
And basically, this recording had the last words of her mother before her passing.
Ugh.
And so that teddy bear was really, really special to her.
Of
course. She had put it in a backpack, got the backpack stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Reynolds heard about this and tweeted, "We'll give $5,000 to whoever brings back the bear."
That's it. No questions asked.
No questions
anonymous.
Asked. Yep.
Fast forward to less than an hour today, Ryan Reynolds just tweeted, "In happier news, thank you to everyone who searched high and low, to the person who took the bear. Thanks for keeping it safe. Vancouver is awesome. Hashtag found Mara's bear." And there's a picture of her with the bear. The bear and Mara are both smiling. They're happily reunited. And that is just a wonderful end to a story.
I'm like, it's such
that's
a good story.
Yeah.
There's nothing more precious, I think, than your parents. And when they pass, if you have like that message or something that you like to hold on to, like it's so precious, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Maybe she'll keep it safer. Maybe just get a carbon copy of the bear just in case it happens again.
Yeah, don't bring it with you everywhere, Mara.
Yeah.
Just keep it at home and listen to it at night before
safe
you go to
sound.
Bed.
And maybe I'll call Ryan Reynolds the next time my daughter loses her retainer in the garbage.
There you go.